I'm covering my eyes just in case you're jacking off in here, even though you don't cover your eyes when you barge into my room. Oh, you're not jacking off? Damn, I was so excited to finally get you back for all those times you've walked in on me masturbating. Why do you look so sad? And why are you in bed without a shirt on? Wait, are you sure you weren't masturbating? Okay, because it's like, little buddy, you know? He looks like he's trying to wave at me through those sweatpants. I mean, I know you hate it when I call your dick little buddy, so that's why I will exclusively refer to it that way for the rest of our lives. You can't just tell me you hate something and expect me not to use that against you. You know, you should really know me better than that by now. But seriously, what the hell is going on here? What? Why are you sad about sending a dick pic? That's great. I mean, you know, unless she did ask for it, right? Like, okay, thank God. Because there is nothing less arousing than an unsolicited dick pic. I mean, then what's the weird pity party about it? A girl likes you enough to ask for a picture of a dick, which seems like a huge win to me. Wait, she never responded? Well, you know, maybe she got busy or she could have fallen asleep early. Oh, she's been tweeting the whole time? Big yikes, bro. Let me see the photo you sent. Oh, come on. I just want to see if it was bad enough to warrant ignoring you or if there was something else going on. And if it's bad, you know, I can help you improve. All dick pics are not created equal, you know. No. I think you think I'm talking about the dicks themselves, or the people with the dicks. I'm not. I'm talking about the photographic composition of the pictures. There's this idea that people want pictures of the perfect dick, but that's just ridiculous, you know? Dick size, or shape, or things like whether you have abs or not, all of that is irrelevant. I firmly believe that all bodies are beautiful, and all dicks are beautiful, but all dick pics are not. No, there are so many things that go into realizing your dick's full photogenic potential. Just show me what you sent, and I can look at it objectively and give you some friendly, constructive feedback. No, I'm dead serious. I'm an expert when it comes to dick pics. Yeah, I mean, I used to do critiques all the time in college. No, this woman, Madeline Hogan, wrote a whole blog, critiqued my dick pic, and would charge people for honest feedback on their sexts. She ran through all the important factors, you know, lighting, setting, angles, the hand placement. Ugh, I mean, especially the hand placement can go such a long way. Anyways, I firmly believed in spreading the gospel, so I started offering critiques too. It was kind of like a public service project, you know? At the time, you know, dick pics were abundant, but very low in quality. And I always went out of my way to be kind in my critiques and would never criticize the dick itself, just, you know, the presentation. It was fun, you know? I helped a lot of people raise their dick pic game substantially, and I haven't had the chance to use my skills in years, so, you know, let me show off this one insanely specific, mostly useless skill and help you. Please. Please. Okay, you know what? If you let me help you, I promise I will never call your dick little buddy again. Okay, yes, you'll do it. I mean, I'm sad that I'll have to let go of little buddy, but I think it's a fair trade-off. All right, hand it over. Let's see what we're working with here. Oh. Well, I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's not great. No, it's just like the first picture you sent of the boxers. That one's not half bad. Dick prints. Sorry. Pictures where you can see the outline of a dick through clothing are almost always hotter than straight up naked dicks. I mean, a full-blown dick can be a little aggressive, but dick prints have this, you know, inviting quality about them. No, you just don't know your angles. And it would have been much better if you used your hands, but the lighting is nice and you framed the dick quite well. And I can see she agreed. You know, she responded positively to the dick print shot and asked you for more. But then, and I promise to be objective, so I will just objectively say, This dick pic is terrible. No. See, you sent her what we refer to as the log. The log is the most common form of dick pic, and also the least erotic. It's like an overhead close-up shot where the dick takes up most of the frame, and there's like no teasing, no action, nothing at all really sexual about it besides the fact that it's a dick. It's not offensively bad, it's just, you know, like lazy, it's boring. No, you are neither lazy nor boring, so your dick pics shouldn't be either. For example, right now I can kind of see like the outline of your dick in your gray sweatpants, and that is way hotter than this picture. Now, actually, if you gripped your dick, this would be an excellent dick pic. You know what? I've got your phone, and I'm gonna be way better than you at finding the right angles anyway. What? You know, I said I would help you, and this is me helping. I'm the expert here. So just do as I say, and yeah, just like that. No, turn your hand a little so, you know, your dick really strains against the fabric. There you go. That's more like it. Don't look at me like that. Okay. Now lay down and let me take a shot from right here on the edge of the bed. The sheets are lightly rumpled, which creates atmosphere. The colors are vibrant, but not overwhelming. And I can get a generous portion of your body in the shot. Oh, that's great. I am loving your dick from this angle. Okay, now let's try. So this is gonna sound weird, but I feel like you might not be as like hard as you were earlier. And dick pics should always be taken when fully erect. So maybe we should. Oh, I just had a great idea. Stroke yourself over your pants and I'll record it. Then later you could just turn it into a GIF. Oh, don't give me that look. Remember, I'm an expert. Trust me. Women love these kinds of GIFs. They're my personal favorite subgenre of dick pics. And I've already seen your dick, so there's really no point in being bashful now. Thank you for following instructions. Damn. That is so much hotter than your pictures were. Alright, now it's time for the good stuff. Pants off. Of course I'm sure. Like I said, I've already seen your dick, so... Man, that picture really sold you short. You have a spectacular dick. No, that angle wasn't doing it any favors, but looking at it like this? Yeah, that poor girl doesn't know what she's missing out on. Alright, let's get some shots. Hey, you can't just lie there. I told you, hand placement is very important for dick pics. Stroke your cock for me. No, no, not like that. Remember, you're not doing this to get off, you're doing it to arouse a woman. So just, like, tease yourself a little, the way you'd want her to tease you. Oh, you know exactly what I mean. I mean, hasn't a girl ever just like lightly ran the tips of her fingers over you and slowly making her way down from the base of your cock all the way up to the head and played with you a little, wrapped her fingers around you just enough to feel your dick start to get hard beneath her hands? But gently, because she really wants to feel you get hard in her mouth. God, there's nothing like that feeling. Fuck, I really want to suck your cock right now. I mean, I know we agreed when we moved in together that we wouldn't complicate this by having sex, but, I mean, we can do this without getting weird, right? I mean, we're friends, and we're both mature, responsible adults, and... just really want to give you a blowjob, so please. I mean, I'm not exactly the begging type, but thank God. No, wait, don't sit up. Like I said, I love you at that angle. Lay back down. Here, take your phone so I can climb up onto the bed. You know, it's a shame that we didn't get any good shots of this lovely hard cock without your pants in the way. It really deserves to be captured accurately. You know what? Open up your camera. We'll do it right now. Take a photo of your cock like this, from your point of view. With me on my knees, between your legs. Wrapping my hands around the base. Or even better, I'll flip my skirt up and bring my face down and arch my back so you can see my ass in the picture. Could even kiss the head a few times just to really sell the shot. How's that? Sexy, right? I told you I could help. Switch it to video for me. I'd love to have a gif of me staring directly into the camera as I lick your cock for the very first time. God, I love that little noise you just made. Make it again for me. Damn, that's hot. I've dreamed of wrapping my lips around this cock since the moment we met. I'm wearing the same gray sweatpants. This is the day I moved in, and I just couldn't stop thinking about it. No, don't try to push my head down. You can pull my hair if you'd like, but I'm the expert here. So you can follow my instructions. You don't get to set the pace. I do. You want to come in my mouth? Because, you know, you could come in my pussy. Just get undressed. Oh my god. I did not realize I was this wet. Now lay back down so I can ride you. I've been dying to lower myself onto this cock for so long. Oh god, that's good. Do you know, every time I've touched myself since I moved in, this is what I've imagined. You lying underneath me while I bounced up and down on your dick.
fuck this perfect dick.
I felt like you were made for me. And if I lean forward and balance my hands on your chest, I bet you would hit that spot right.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Oh, fuck. All those times you just walked in on me using my toys. And I kept waiting for you to take the hit. Take me. Fuck. But I should have realized you needed me. Take the first step. You needed some guidance from an expert. Oh, fuck. Are you gonna come for me? Yeah. God. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Oh, fuck. Don't come till I say. No. Remember, you're following my instructions. And we're gonna come together. Fuck, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe we waited this long.
Oh, fuck, we wasted so much time.
Fuck.
Fuck, you feel perfect.
Come with me. Yes.
Fuck.
So that happened. When I offered, I didn't expect this to happen. All that stuff I said before was true. I mean, I really like critiquing dick pics, but yours were terrible, and yeah, I was just trying to be a good friend. I swear. Which reminds me, we still don't have a good shot of you holding your cock, do we? Hand me your phone. Let's see if we can capture little buddy in his full glory, shall we?